Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we take you down the road, Highway 23, to a very busy Delta Marina here on a Memorial Day weekend. Mitch Jurisitz joins us. And, Mitch, we got a lot of ground or water to cover. But first of all, that system, that squall out in the Sound on the east side of the river is kind of moving your way. But the good news is it looks like a lot of it's breaking up before it gets to you.
Yeah, Don, actually sitting here looking over the water right now. It's just slick calm right here at Delta Marina. It's very, very, I guess you could say people are going out. They happy. It's really slick calm. And they looking at, I don't know if they're looking at that system over there, but I think I'd give it a little time just to be sure. But, you know, it looks like we're supposed to have a little bit of a breeze kick up after a while. But, you know, it looks like today's the last day of that. After that, it looks like the rest of the weekend is going to be really, really nice. I'm going to go – my plans for snapper fishing are tomorrow and Monday because it looks like the weather's really going to settle down and get really nice, you know.
Did any of the snapper boats get out yesterday on opening day?
Yes, they did. And surprisingly, some of them had a tough time. And I don't know, you know, but of course – you know, that's how it goes with fishing. Believe me, I've been on two tournaments just recently for billfish. Beautiful weather. Found some fish. Could not get them to bite. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, it was just kind of really tough for a bunch of us out there, actually. You know, some of the better fishermen, you know, got skunked last weekend. We were fishing the Orange Beach Billfish Classic. And it was beautiful weather. We covered 600 to 700 miles of the Gulf of Mexico for, you know, one little yellowfin. I mean, it was just kind of crazy. I mean, just, I don't know. But it's fishing. It's called fishing. And you never know. Now, inshore has been a whole different ballgame. They have
been catching
speckled trout, redfish, everything. It's just on fire inshore. You know, I mean, I'm really excited about this summer, the way it started off. I think, we're going to look at more of a normal year. With the rivers being a little more normal and stuff like that, I really see a different year lined up. The birds are everywhere. Of course, some of them hold those illustrious gaff tops. You know,
yeah,
I don't know where these things that slimy line up all the way to the cork. You know, I mean, so I tell people the birds are everywhere. Yeah, but it's all gaff tops. And you get some other people come in and say, man, it was like speckled trout, white trout, and then some schools just as typical, you know, undersized. Yeah. Some schools are all perfect. You know, you just got to bounce from flock to flock and find out what's what. But
Mitch, you got really a rodeo. You got a rodeo coming up down there. President's Rodeo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the President's Cup Rodeo. President Keith Hinckley is hosting the first annual President's Cup Rodeo at the marina here June 10th, and we're excited about that. I'm glad to see, you know, he's really been active in the parish, really been, you know, all throughout the parish doing his due diligence, you know, something we haven't seen in a while. And so he's going to host his first annual President's Cup Rodeo, and hopefully this is a tradition that all future presidents keep up. But June 10th, it's going to be from the inshore species, redfish over 27 and over, redfish under 27, black drum, flounder, sheephead, speckled trout for your inshore divisions, and offshore is going to be red snapper. It's just going to be the largest of each species. We're not doing first, second, and third place for the first year. We want to see how it goes over. But we're getting a lot of good feedback. The people, I think the cabin's already booked. So if you're looking to come down and fish it, you're going to have to, you know, you call us. We'll guide you in different directions to try to book something. But, that's June 10th. Fishing starts at 12:01 a.m. on June 10th. And the weigh-in is from 3 to 5. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have a lot of food. We're going to have, you know, going to have a great time. We're going to try this thing and see how it goes. You know, it's kind of early in the summer. Everybody's ready to compete. They're ready to fish. They're ready to compete. So I think we're going to have a pretty good turnout, I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully it's a tradition that can carry on and you know, get ready for future events. Of course, our other big event is going to be our Bullfrog Bash. Our third annual Bullfrog Bash is going to be June 24th, and we're really looking forward to that because June is a great bullfrog month, and we're hoping to have some great participation. Last year, first year was a little sluggish. Last year, it took off pretty good, and hopefully it's the beginning of something that's going to be really fun. You know, get our little festival queens to come over here and kiss some bullfrogs, see if they can turn them into a prince.
Yeah, well, it opens up next week, June 1st, you know, in Louisiana.
Right.
It's closed April, May, and everybody looks forward to those delicious frog legs. Well, you got a lot going on. What about this Memorial Day weekend? Anything special at the Ponderosa, the marina happening?
Yeah, today we're going to have our happy hour oysters and stuff for the rest of the weekend, you know, which is pretty good because the price of oysters is still kind of high. But I know that oyster guy, and I think he can let them go a little bit cheaper. You know? So we're going to have our happy hour oysters and stuff like that. But we booked up for the weekend. It's really exciting to watch people walking around the dock right now, you know, and get themselves ready to go fishing. They're a little sluggish this morning. We partied pretty hard last night. The restaurant was pretty packed. We had some live music and everything. So people kind of stayed out a little extra last night, but I think this little squall we're talking about kind of got people holding back because I see people in the parking lot with their boats still kind of hanging out and stuff like that, which is a smart move. I don't blame them. You know, I do the same thing. And, but as far as it goes for, you know, I'm looking at it right now off to the east, but you know, I think come daylight, good daylight, we're going to start seeing a lot more activity around. So.
Yeah, when they're sitting in that parking lot, it helps my audience, Mitch. We got a big audience.
You're right. You're right about that. They're all waiting on us to talk, Don. That's what it is. So.
There you go. Well, Mitch, you got a lot going on.
Green light.
There you go. You got a lot going on down there at Delta Marina. We'll keep up with you and check in with you a couple times during the month of June and see how things are shaping up. But it looks like, as you said, going to be a great summer for fishing. Thanks again, Mitch. We appreciate it. And take care, and everybody be safe out there on this Memorial Day weekend. And we'll see you next time.
All right, Don. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And let's go fishing.
There you go. All right, Mitch Jurisich, Delta Marina.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.